This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Amber Walsh. Amber is a true business builder. She's built the sort of business of legal services of serving private equity. She's doubled the size of the group that serves that at McGuire Woods over the last 5 to 6 years. A brilliant leader. She's going to talk to us today about really two things: trends she's seen in private equity, plus this issue of, is it a good time to make a career in private equity? She's going to talk about those two things. Amber, let me tee you up. And before we tee up, I'll also just a quick note. We're thrilled to our listenership. We've risen now in the Record Private Equity Podcast to be one of the top 50 all-time business news podcasts on Apple, and just thrilled to see that kind of following. Amber, tee us up. Tell us what trends you're watching in private equity, and is it a good time to enter a career in private equity?
Sure, Scott, absolutely. And congrats on the podcast doing so well. I'm pleased to be on again. So really the big trend right now, there's a lot of kind of sub-trends, but I think the big thing right now is just the sheer volume of private equity deals that are happening right now. And just across the board, across sizes of deals in terms of EV, different buyer types, we're seeing just a huge amount of exit activity, but a lot of first-time institutional capital, a lot of add-on acquisitions. It is really a dramatic increase in volume. And we're seeing that both anecdotally, you know, what we're experiencing within the market that serves the private equity industry, but we're hearing it from anyone that touches the industry: lenders, rep and warranty insurance carriers, the accountants who do the Q of E engagements. It's just an unbelievable volume of deals. And it feels like, even though we are just now wrapping up Q2, it feels like we may meet or exceed the big numbers from Q1. And Q1 2021 was a huge quarter. That first quarter of this year had a magnitude of deal volume that hadn't been seen in 14 years. So pretty excited about the volume. It's pretty wild but fun.
Fantastic. And what else? I mean, crazy business and so forth like that. When the old days, when people looked at private equity careers, it was sort of a scary crew of people that led private equity funds. I mean, and scary is an overstatement, but you know, it was not thought of as a fun atmosphere. It was sort of like the New York on steroids, the toughest ways, the Blackstones, the Carlyles of the world, and great, great funds, the Apollos, the Leon Blacks. It was sort of viewed as a very intimidating, very scary world. And it's become very democratized. Now a lot of people have all sorts of private equity. Is it a good time to enter a career and look at a career in private equity?
I think absolutely yes. And you're right. That was kind of the old days. And certainly it continues to be an intense career in many ways. But some of the things you and I have talked about over the past couple of years, I love your word democratization. There's been a huge, huge focus on bringing more diversity of thought and experience into the private equity industry for a lot of reasons and a lot of drivers for that, both internal and external drivers in the industry. That's one reason why I think it's a great time to explore a career in private equity. The other reason is the volume that I mentioned. Right now, we are on such a high, and like all highs or bubbles or whatever word you want to use, it's really unknown on how long it's going to last, but there's just such a dramatic degree of activity that's expected, at least for a little bit longer, who knows how long, such that it's a great time to say, all right, I've been considering this as a career move. There is no greater time than now, because there are opportunities, and all of these funds need investment professionals, they need analysts, they need business development and lead generators, and it's a great time to grab those opportunities when funds are trying to really kind of capitalize on the market right now.
And they really need deals more than they need capital. I mean, once they're above a certain size, they all seem to have enough capital, but they're having trouble finding enough deals, say business development people, analysts, people to close deals, all those kinds of things, don't they?
Absolutely. And a lot of those are great entry points into the industry. If by in the industry, you mean traditionally in the funds. And of course, there's a lot of ways to be in the private equity industry. But if we're talking about actually within funds, absolutely, those business development leads, the analysts, the associate positions, all of those are great ways to get in, and they're in such demand right now. And I will make a particular plug as a place near and dear to my heart for women to really consider seizing those opportunities.
And you really do see that the difference is dramatic, particularly, I see it more in venture capital and private equity, this increasing number of managing directors, of partners, of leaders, general partners that are women. You see it in Andreessen Horowitz. You see it at places like Seven Wire Ventures. Just these magnificent woman leaders that populate the venture capital funds and more and more the private equity funds as well. So more and more magnificent opportunities for women as well, aren't there?
Absolutely. And specific to healthcare private equity, my niche, you've got Avante Capital, which has been a dominant fund with female founders for several years that has done really, really well. And we're seeing that more and more. It's very exciting. And it's one of the trends that just delights me.
Just fantastic. Amber, it's always great to visit with you and hear your perspective. You get such a fortitude to you and such a great strength of a power of will. It's magnificent to listen to you. I want to thank you for joining us. You're one of the regular guests on the Becker Private Equity Podcast and one of the great reasons for its success. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today.
Thank you, Scott.